We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Lou is calling from Portchester. Thanks for the call, Lou.
How are you, Steve? There's a guy, I know we don't talk politics, there's a guy in the White House that might have called that last guy low energy. No, I kid.
He's calling the one host on the radio station with low energy.
No, are you kidding me? Come on. You're a dynamo. You're times 10.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, you know the fight's a subject I know a little
bit. I do, and I don't know. And everybody, I was listening today. I'm a longtime listener like you are, and these two guys, two heavyweights, and I know that with heavyweights, what's that? Because we haven't had heavyweights to pay attention to for a long, long time. But I was listening to some of the other shows today. They were right up to date. I even heard Mike at about 6:25 talking about how he'll be looking in on the fight. Now I think I'm going to do the same. I don't know about either fighter, to be honest with you. And I grew up like you probably did, a boxing fan because of my father.
Well, I did because of my uncle. These two guys both helped keep my uncle's record pristine when they fought to a draw. So neither of them can be a true undefeated. So that's a personal issue. But I can break it down quickly for you.
Okay. Do that. And you're going to be breaking it down also for some other people like myself who may not be aware. Go ahead.
Well, and I'll do it better than as good as Teddy Atlas or better. But so Wilder has all the characteristics that you want in a fighter. I'll tell you his two weak points, and then I'll get to his strong points quickly. His weak point is his chin is a little suspect, but the good news is that like Larry Holmes, he could be hurt, but he has fantastic recuperative. He recovers right away.
Okay.
And when he recovers, he comes at you, you know, he wants to just knock you out. He's got the knockout power. He's got smarts. He's got the heart. He's not scared of anything.
Okay.
He wants to fight. And his other negative is that with his length, he's not able to jab, and he's not what we call in the business. He's not a boxer. So, unfortunately, he's got this incredible height that he's not able to, from a jab and from a boxing point of view, take advantage of.
Tell me how quick he might be. Tell me about foot speed.
Okay, so he's got this length, and this length generates torque that is incredible. It translates into incredible power, probably hits harder than any fighter in the history of the game. He's relatively quick when he gets off, and he likes to land from long range. So it kind of contradicts what I said about his length. When it comes to his power punches, right hand, he gets off from far away.
Does he have a jab?
No, that's what I said earlier. Unfortunately, with all of his length, and he's got super, super long arms and legs, unfortunately, he's not, against world-class competition, he can't take advantage of his length with a jab. So that kind of, he's not able to box. So he's got to just come after you, and he plods, and he comes after you. Now, Fury, on the other hand, doesn't have the power against world-class competition, but he has ring generalship, and he's got movement, fluidity of feet and hand and upper body, and he's really a boxer. He's kind of a matador. He can kill time. He can kill the clock and not let you advance on him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not exactly the funnest guy to watch because he's pecking away. He's a pecker. I think of Wilder called him a pillow puncher, but he's very cute. You got to see him. He fights like a little man, and he's huge, like Wilder, with tall and with length. Now, what I would say is that when these guys fight a second time, it usually favors the puncher, especially if the puncher was able to connect on Fury. He did. I think it was two times when he knocked him down, and he with unbelievable punches. So usually it would favor the puncher because Fury had to be perfect for 12 rounds. Fury won most of the seconds they fought. The only seconds he really lost were the seconds he was on the canvas. While standing up, he was pretty much winning all of the seconds in the rounds. But it's a long time to try to avoid a guy like Wilder, who is a dynamic a power puncher, and it won't be an easy task. So, you know, I'm not going to pick the fight, but he will have to be perfect. And again, 12 rounds is a long time to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And the second fight should favor Wilder because Wilder did touch him. And now when he fights him the second time, like my uncle, a boxer, a puncher, when he fought the guys the second time, it really favored him because now he felt he knew how to get in and he knew how to get that power punch off. So it should be an interesting fight. You know,
but I want to let the audience know that, first of all, let me say this to you. Don't you hang up on me. Stay right where you are.
You got it.
You have referenced your uncle twice.
Yes.
It is an extreme pleasure of mine.
Yep.
It is an honor of mine to be talking to the nephew of Rocky Marciano.
Steve, I appreciate that. Really, it's just proud that it was my uncle, and you know, and it's an honor for me to talk to you. And you know, it's not that it's an honor for anybody to talk to me. It's proud for me to kind of be able to reference him and talk about him. You know, but no, I appreciate it. You know, he gave it his all every time out, and he was able to do pretty well. And you know, and so it's a unique thing that he did. But no, I appreciate. Appreciate your sentiment.
My father's favorite sport was boxing, and I would like to think that the airwaves of WFAN can carry up to heaven, where possibly my father could hear me talking to you.
Oh, that Steve, you don't know what that means. That's a great thing, Steve. Let me say this before I leave you. Boxing was baseball was the first love of my uncle and the two brothers, my other two uncles.
Yeah.
And just to tell you quickly, my father was great friends with Felipe Lou, and he played with Felipe Lou in Cuba. And we were in the dugout when Felipe managed the Giants.
Right.
And so now we've got the son over here.
Yeah.
And watch this now, Rocky's trainer Ali Colombo, who we're related to, his nephew is now the offensive line coach of the Giants. That's Mark Colombo. yeah. So pretty good. There's a little bit of a lineage there.
Six degrees of separation. Lou, I can't thank you for calling. It means a great deal to me. Please take my word on that. And I hope we talk again sooner. Because of you, I'm going to watch the fight.
Oh, man, Steve, you don't even know what that means to me. The feeling is mutual and great. And we will definitely talk again, and it will be my pleasure. And enjoy the fight. I hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah, call next week if you can, Lou. And thanks so much, and maybe we can talk about it. I will watch it. His uncle, Rocky Marciano, who retired as heavyweight champion of the world, 49-0.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.